Force Ghost Shenanigans. This is a collection of dialogues by Tumblr user Forcerama, recorded for Out of the Auditory 2019.
Night Tracer is Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Bessie Boo is Anakin Skywalker. And Yoda she is.
Revolutionary Joe is Poe.
Raina Jenkins is the narrator.
Opal Song is Luke Skywalker.
God of Laundry Baskets, reading Rose Tico, Hux, and Shock T.
Cantorina is Rey, Bail Organa, and Quinlan Vos.
Revolutionary Joe is Poe.
Forzantopod is Finn.
X-Men Hater is Leia Organa.
Litra as Qui-Gon Jinn.
Narendum as Mace Windu.
Gondolin is Jocasta Nu, Kylo Ren, and also editing this.
This is rated G and contains the pairing Obi-Wan Anakin. Summary. Family can be annoying, even when they're already dead. Luke is on Sulk Island. Anakin and Obi-Wan are ghosts. Rey is trying to help. A series of vignettes only loosely tied together. In the headlines. Characters in this scene.
Anakin Skywalker.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Anakin's Force Ghost barges into Luke's kitchen, waving an iPad.
I found her!
Obi-Wan's Force Ghost walks over, drying off a pancake griddle with a dish towel.
What's gotten into you now, Anakin?
Look at this news story from Uncharted Space. Dramatic unknown visitor saves lives, causes significant property damage. Sources say fashionably attired Togruta may have been using magic powers. Spoke of hot mess disaster person who taught her about mysterious force. Don't you see? I'm that hot mess disaster person! Me!
Obi-Wan leans over to read.
Well, I'm not about to argue that you are a disaster, but it can't be...
Incredible power? Jumping out of flaming wreckage? Oh, get a load of this! Witnesses to the impossible rescue confirm that a discarded robe was the only thing left at the scene.
That's our girl, all right.
Anakin pounds his fist onto the kitchen counter.
Yes! Hot damn, I knew I didn't kill her that one time.
Say what now?
Oh, I'm so proud of her. Look at the picture in the article. She's literally just a blur. And it says in the caption that she mocked her adversaries before kicking their ass.
Obi-Wan puts his arm around Anakin.
We raised a great kid.
Man with a plan. Characters in this scene.
Anakin Skywalker.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Finn.
Poe.
Leia Organa.
Rey.
The Force Ghosts, various remaining members of the Resistance, etc., all arguing.
All right, people, that's it! I outrank all of you, and so I'm declaring an end to all this arguing and taking charge of this meeting.
You don't outrank anyone here.
Anakin rolls his eyes.
Whatever. Let's face it. Militarily, you guys stand basically no chance at this point. There's like one half Jedi and five people with blasters.
And BB-8.
We have the Falcon. And some Porgs.
Rey shrugs weakly.
Fine. But that's not even close to what you'd need to really take on the First Order right now.
Everyone looks depressed.
But you don't need to panic, because you've got access to me. And I know everything there is to know about how to make Supreme Leader Kylo crumble without even having to fire a single shot.
Everyone talking all at once, unconvinced.
Let me explain.
Anakin starts drawing on a chalkboard that appears out of nowhere.
Luke, Master Yoda, Master Qui-Gon, you guys will be on General Ghost Mayhem duty. Go haunt Kylo's chambers. Steal his snacks, make annoying buzzing sounds come out of the light fixtures that only he can hear, move all his favorite blankets, and so on.
They nod and murmur agreement.
Leia, Poe, Rose. Take R2 with you and infiltrate the main data centers that run Galactic Netflix. Have him help you bring the service down for a few days. Maybe a week if you can, buddy.
R2 beeps affirmatively.
That's it?
Trust me. Okay, who else we got? Rey, Finn, you're going to set up a bunch of fake online profiles and then use them to leave blistering critiques of Kylo's blog. Also, get into some flame wars with him on Twitter about his favorite shows. I want you to learn everything you can about his least favorite ships and post about them constantly.
Finn exchanges concerned glances with Rey.
You seriously want us to do this?
Look, do you want a free galaxy or not?
Okay, okay.
Ahsoka, Obi-Wan, take this notebook. I want you to write down every pompous, withering comment about me Obi-Wan has ever said in here, and leave it in General Hux's quarters. Give him some quality material to work with.
Ahsoka grabs the notebook and writes one down, giggling and showing Obi-Wan.
Oh yes, that's a good one.
Anakin scowls.
I mean, if we have to. For democracy.
All right, that should cover it. By the end of the week, he'll be a hollow shell of his former self.
Back to the drawing board. Characters in this scene.
Anakin Skywalker.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Luke Skywalker.
Anakin's Force Ghost is typing on a computer.
Dear Kyle.
I think it's Kylo, isn't it? Kylo Ren?
Hey Luke, what is that idiot calling himself again?
Luke, from the other room.
Kylo Ren!
Huh, Kylo.
Anakin makes a face.
Okay then.
Obi-Wan mumbles something.
Lord Vader.
What was that?
Nothing. Lord Vader.
Anakin scowls.
Look, would you just tell me right this thing?
I didn't say anything.
Obi-Wan smirks.
Dear Kylo, this is your grandfather. You know, the chosen one. Yes, I know you must be very excited to be hearing from someone as amazing as me.
I don't think it needs to be quite that, focused on you.
Ugh, fine. Dear Kylo, what the fuck is your deal? I mean, seriously, we all think you are a joke, and Rey is going to kick your ass. Lol.
That may be more confrontational than we need to be. And I don't think you should use lol. Look, give me the keyboard. I'm the damn negotiator.
Fine.
ATTN. Attention. Mr. Kylo Ren, we respectfully request that you cease and desist all Darksider activities within the next 30 days, or face censure.
Are you kidding me? Cease and desist? Mr. Kylo Ren? He turned to the dark side. He didn't put a bootleg movie on the holonet.
Perhaps a strongly worded letter wasn't our best idea. Anyways.
The extra is strong with this one. Characters in this scene.
Poe.
Finn.
Kylo Ren.
Rey.
Anakin Skywalker.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Luke Skywalker.
Rose Tico. Hux.
Yoda?
The resistance is trapped in some skirmish, facing impossible odds.
Rey, we're surrounded. Do something. Be a Jedi, dammit. Do some Jedi stuff.
But I've only had 2 weeks of part-time Jedi training, and my instructor was severely depressed during the entire duration. And the only other Jedi I've met have been dead for several decades. And they're really weird.
Rose hurls a grenade.
What?
Finn is fighting back a hail of blaster fire.
Well, try something, Rey, or we're all gonna die.
Okay, well...
Rey calls upon the Force and tentatively strikes a serious pose. Everyone freezes. The encroaching First Order halts. Finn almost passes out. Kylo steps forward, intrigued, but mostly pissed off.
Oh, sure. You think you're the heir apparent, don't you? Well, check this out.
He pauses, tousles his hair, and pouts. Hux is shaken.
Good gods.
Ha! Take this.
Rey dramatically drops her cloak as a choir kicks in.
Amateur.
Kylo drops his cloak, does an unnecessary backflip, swooshes his lightsaber around. Rey pulls her hair out of a ponytail, winks at a random First Order officer.
Hello there.
Poe blushes.
Oh, criff.
Finn sits down.
I'm gonna die.
Rose is decidedly impressed.
Wow.
Kylo rips his shirt off. Rey jumps on top of a nearby cliff as the clouds part and a sunbeam shines on her, a giant gust of wind coming out of nowhere. 12 hours later. Luke's Force ghost shakes his head.
You guys got to her, didn't you?
Anakin's Force ghost is camped out, watching this while eating popcorn.
And I am not sorry. Look at them go! Gosh, she's amazing. And I hate to say it, but my grandson is hanging in there. I've never seen anything like this.
Incredible. A quadruple dramatic disrobe? Where did she even get all these extra cloaks?
Yoda's Force ghost is pouring champagne while tearing up.
So proud I am.
Save the date. Characters in this scene.
Anakin Skywalker.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Luke Skywalker.
Yoda.
Qui-Gon.
Anakin is beaming expectantly.
Yes, Obi-Wan. Go on.
Yes, all right. I don't know why you feel this is necessary. I mean, we're both dead and... nearly all of our friends aren't even around anymore to see this. But if you say it's important...
Anakin clutches Obi-Wan's hands.
It is!
Right. Very well. Anakin Skywalker, would you do me the honor of... ghost marrying me, I guess.
A pause. Anakin stares.
That's it?
Qui-Gon, over in an armchair in the corner, nervously.
Oh boy.
Yoda gives Qui-Gon a wary look. Goes back to knitting.
Well, yes. That is what she wanted me to ask you, wasn't it? You said...
Do you have a ring?
Was I supposed to have one? For who? You?
Anakin holds up his hands, backing away.
You know what? If you're not going to take this seriously, Obi-Wan Kenobi, after all this time, then neither am I.
Anakin.
Nope. Whatever. It's fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Anakin storms off. Yoda side-eyes Qui-Gon.
The Chosen One, you said...
I said he'd destroy the Sith, Master, and he did. I didn't say spending an eternity with him would be an overall pleasant experience.
Later on. Anakin flops down on a chair in Luke's Jedi Temple office, sighing dramatically. Luke looks up from grading papers.
May I help you?
Anakin stares despondently at the ceiling.
Son, if there's one thing I've given you, what is it?
Permanent emotional scars?
Luke holds up his hand.
Oh, and physical ones too. Thanks again, by the way.
Anakin sits up.
Fine, but I also like to think I've given you and your sister a proper appreciation for the importance of making an absolute spectacle of yourself.
Luke nods appreciatively.
Yeah, Leia and Han still aren't allowed back in that Olive Garden. And I made the cover of Outlandish Capes Quarterly this past November.
Luke holds up a copy. Anakin takes it.
Nice. So, given that we understand each other, son, if you were getting engaged to your super hot, swooshy-haired superhero boyfriend after what can only be described as the longest and most pining and tragedy-filled dramatic courtship in the entire history of the galaxy, would you not insist upon something a little more exciting than, will you ghost marry me? By the way, I have no ring. What would I even need a ring for?
Oh, Force, you and Ben are getting engaged? What did Ben do to deserve that? What did I do to deserve this?
Not anymore, we're not. He's dead to me. More dead than he already actually is. I'll never speak to him again.
Anakin stares at his calm.
Why hasn't he called me?
Luke pulls a flask out of his robes. Quick fix. Characters in this scene.
Anakin Skywalker.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Luke Skywalker.
No.
Why not?
No, Anakin.
10 minutes, okay? 10! That's all I need.
You don't even know what you're doing. And you are the absolute last person in the universe. Should be doing anything with the space-time continuum.
10 minutes!
Do I even want to know what this is about?
Luke, what if I told you that I could keep literally every bad thing from happening to all of us?
I'd say you've been reading too much fanfiction again, Dad.
Anakin, you don't know that you could actually fix...
I could! All I need to do is go into one of those weird portal things, flash my Chosen One card, and go back to the day that I, you know...
The day you what?
Made some poor choices, okay? But I can go back, yank myself out of time itself, tell myself to hold it together, and then I and myself will go kill Palpatine. 1, 2, 3, easy peasy. I'll be back before you even know it.
Anakin, I don't think you've thought this through. And at any rate, those portals are no guarantee that you can alter events that have already happened. Perhaps it was simply the will of the Force that things happen this way. I would hope by this point that you'd understand that you can't always go for the seemingly easiest solution.
10 minutes. 20 max. Look, if anyone can get through to me, it's me!
He's got a point, Obi-Wan.
No, he doesn't. Fine. Anakin, you go in there and tell yourself to calm down. Let me know how it goes.
Thank you.
30 minutes later, Anakin barges back in the door.
That little shit!
Obi-Wan looks up from his book.
Trouble, Anakin? I do hope you haven't destroyed the universe. You know, again.
He tried to kill me! I know he couldn't actually kill me because I'm already dead, but still!
Well, of course Sidious tried to kill you.
No! Me! I tried to kill me!
Anakin sits down, tearing up.
I can't believe I would do that to me! I was so good looking!
I told you it wouldn't work.
You tried to attack your own ghost? What did, you say?
I came through the portal, and I was all, Anakin, it's me. Stop doing anything. You guys can fix things, and I know Obi-Wan will make you pancakes in his boxer briefs again if you do.
Obi-Wan clears his throat and blushes.
And he took a swing at me. Just stood right up, turned on the lightsaber all, whoom, and then accused me of being part of some kind of Jedi plot to make him think he's seen things. That idiot is looking for a way to cheat death, and an actual ghost came and spoke to him, and his first instinct was to try to kill it! Could I actually be this stupid?
Obi-Wan opens his mouth and says nothing for a while.
Stupid is a strong word.
A date. Characters in this scene.
Anakin Skywalker.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Luke Skywalker.
Please!
No.
I know I didn't listen to myself, but I'd listen to you!
Since when? Besides, I already had to face down that maniac twice. I'm not doing it again, thank you. Just let it be, Anakin.
Obi-Wan goes back to reading a newspaper.
But I found the perfect time for you to go back to!
Anakin gestures toward a portal. Obi-Wan looks into it.
What's this?
It's my 21st birthday!
Why, then?
Well, okay, see, I ran through a lot of different scenarios. If I send you too far back in time, I won't ever get to be a Jedi, and I might not end up getting together with Padme.
I'd prefer a universe where I don't cease to exist. Kind of. Just, you know, in case that influences your decision at all.
Exactly, son. So we might not be able to save everyone, but we can minimize the damage, which is why you should go back to this point in time. We've been having a party, your past self is just slightly tipsy, my past self is in a good mood, so we should both be fairly easy to talk to.
What exactly am I supposed to get myself to do?
You know, reassure me, tell me I do a good job and all that crap. Maybe plant some seeds of doubt about Sidious while you're at it.
I did all of that. Repeatedly, Anakin.
Well, put some oomph into it this time, damn it. It's my birthday. Maybe give me a nice gift. Don't be you about it, though. And don't seduce me. The Anakin back there is not ready for it yet.
Excuse me?
You can do this. I know you can. See you on the other side.
10 hours later, Obi-Wan, disheveled, walks through the portal.
Where the hell have you been? What happened to your hair and your clothes? Oh no, we hooked up, didn't we? Damn it, Obi-Wan, I just needed you to talk to me. Ugh, I should have expected this. I mean, look at you. Look at me, for that matter. It was inevitable.
Anakin frantically flips through his notes.
Well, if I can stay married to Padme, then Luke can continue to exist if we can work out some kind of arrangement. Or I guess we could just send you back again, if you can keep your pants on this time.
Obi-Wan slumps into a chair.
Anakin, I never even talked to you.
What?
Well, I went to convince my past self to talk to you, like you wanted me to, and we ended up drinking for a while.
You've been gone this whole time getting drunk with yourself?
Past Obi-Wan had a lot of things he wanted to vent about.
Obi-Wan groans, grabbing some aspirin.
Also, I might have made out with myself a little bit before I left.
Obi-Wan winces. Anakin facepalms.
Oh, the Force hates me.
Well, I was being so charming. I'd never been on the other end of that before. I was singularly difficult to resist. I can see how it always worked.
Guys? Looks like that portal's sealed now.
Great. Just great. We've done nothing to fix the universe, except now you've canonically gone on a date with yourself, Obi-Wan. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Jedi documentary. Characters in this scene.
Mace Windu.
Rey.
Shaak Ti.
Jocasta Nu.
Anakin Skywalker.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Bail Organa. And Quinlan Vos. Okay, time to go through all that stuff I stole out of that tree.
Rey picks up a VHS tape.
Get to know the Jedi Order. Seems like as good a place to start as any.
She puts it into a tape player on the Falcon. Mace Windu walks in the room of a thousand fountains.
Hi, I'm Mace Windu, Jedi Master. Thank you for your purchase of this informative holo cassette tape about the Jedi Order. We're glad you've taken an interest in learning more about our unique way of life. Many people wonder what life in our temple is like. We invite you,
Mace gestures awkwardly,
to join me and find out for yourself.
A shot of the cafeteria.
We begin our day, like many beings, with a morning meal. It isn't easy to meet the dietary needs of so many different species.
Ahsoka is eating a giant raw steak with her bare hands. Obi-Wan is lost in thought, writing something on a data pad, surrounded by 15 empty cups of caff and drinking another one. Cut to Mace, now standing in the dojo, while Anakin and Obi-Wan spar.
For many Jedi, meditation, yoga, or even combat practice might be a part of their morning. But don't worry, training sabers ensure that no one gets hurt.
Anakin is getting slapped in the ass with a training saber and giggling like an idiot.
That's it! You're mine!
Mace looks uncomfortable, then forces a smile.
Yes, we have fun here.
Cut to a shot of the archives. Quinlan Vos and Jocasta Nu are animatedly arguing, unaware they're on film.
As perhaps the galaxy's biggest family, camaraderie is a cornerstone of the Jedi Order. We often work together to help one another learn the ways of the Force, using materials from our famous archives.
The sign clearly states, "No food or drink in the archives, Master Vos!"
Quinlan has his mouth full, crumbs everywhere.
I wasn't eating anything.
I can see you chewing!
Jocasta reaches forward and tries to pry his mouth open.
I'll have you banned for life!
Mace blocks them from the camera.
Yes, we also often learn by engaging in spirited debate with one another.
We'll cut this part later.
Mace nods at the camera.
Our order is fortunate to benefit from the wisdom of many Jedi elders. Master Yoda, our Grandmaster, is over 800 years old. Jedi often find solace in his gentle, tranquil presence and quiet dignity.
Yoda is in a room full of younglings, clearly teaching them how to launch themselves onto the ceiling.
With more panache, young one. Sell the leap, you must.
A small child goes ricocheting around the room. Mace is talking to someone off camera.
We should have rehearsed this more.
Cut to the Senate building.
Many Jedi regularly interact with our important partners in the Senate, helping politicians across the galaxy maintain peace in their worlds.
He turns to Bail Organa.
Like my friend here, Senator Organa of Alderaan.
Bail shakes his hand stiffly, over-rehearsed and with a cheesy smile.
Here's to another great day of protecting democracy, Master Windu.
Palpatine, behind them, smirks at the camera as he walks by. Exterior shot of the temple at night. Mace is walking down a hallway.
A Jedi's life requires absolute mental focus and physical fitness. So you'll often find us turning in early after a productive day for a good night's sleep. Our hallowed halls, bustling and noisy during the day, are silent as our Jedi rest up.
Obi-Wan, inebriated, fumbling with his keys in the background.
Shh! Anakin, he's doing the thing. The program. Stop doing that.
Anakin is totally trashed, falling all over Obi-Wan.
Who's my thing? You got real nice hair.
I hope you've enjoyed this chance to learn more about the Jedi Order.
Mace shoves Obi-Wan and Anakin into their quarters.
Thank you for joining me, and may the Force be with you.
He forces a final smile, then breaks character.
For Criff's sake, can we have one normal damn day around here? Force. Well, we're out of money, so that'll have to be good enough, I guess. Don't leave this last part in there.
Fade to black. Credits roll. Rey turns off the screen. The end.